Yes?
1993. Thank you, Commander.
Now, I'm not saying here, let's all run out and start this great big foundation and fund for Gunther Rosbacher. Now, that would be very comforting to him. That would be certainly comforting to Rael, because she's been trying to do that any way that she can just to keep the appeals going. At this point, you don't rush out and do anything except send a letter of support and love. We even found, didn't we, through the Weaver incident, that in the prisons, guess what? They don't let you have stamps. You have to go buy them. They just take them. And they are allowed to have small sums of money. So you don't send $20,000 to Gunther Rosbacher. At this point, you don't even send it to Rael and Rosbacher. Not from this source, not from my voice. If that's what you want to do, go do that by all means. But I believe the way to handle it is let us see what we get back. And then we, in good reasoning planning, move into operation. At this point, we cannot spread Gene Dixon 1/4 inch thinner. Because of this situation right now, with his Echo residence, he is going to have to cancel a trip to Washington, which is unthinkable in itself. Because guess what? He was going back to meet with Mr. Bork and probably General Powell and the Joint Chiefs of Staff over the gay situation in the military. Do they have a constitutional right to be in the military? I'm not arguing the point. The point is there is a contract that other ones raised their hand, stepped to the square, and said, I, and got in the service. So the Constitutional Law Center doesn't say you can't be gay, you can't be homosexual. It says those in there under faulty oath have a right to get out without penalty, with remuneration for that which they will have lost career-wise if they make that choice. In other words, equal constitutional rights. To ensure gay constitutional rights, look what they're talking about doing now. Well, we will make sure they can come in, but we won't send them out into hazardous duty. We won't send them on combat missions. We won't do this. We won't put them in tight quarters with other inmates. What are they doing? That is unconstitutional. What are we talking about, equality? What's wrong with one good old rule that says you can be anything you want to be, but there will be no sodomy aboard ship? There will be no oral sex aboard ship. You will behave according to the rules and regulations of this United States Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines, whatever that be. What in the world are you talking about? For goodness sake, stop this implicit ridiculous crap. What the gays are talking about in this movement, and most of them are gay that are in this movement, this is just one more way to break you down. Ones who are literally feminine in aspect do not really want to go out there and go to fisticuffs with the Russians. I mean, it might ruin my fingernail polish. Now, let's put it where it's at. We're talking about behavior. They want to go in there and say, I have a right to constitutionally screw anybody I want to, any way I want to. Well, you don't morally. And there are regulations and rules that are made already. It's like gay bashing or assaulting a gay. Come on! You have laws against assault and battery. What are you talking about? You miss the issue for what they are sweeping over you. It is not all right to assault any man or woman. It is not all right to hold them down and beat them. Do you understand? And the ones who do that should go to prison. And if they murder, it doesn't matter why they murder. It's like abortion. Why is it if a mother kills a child outside the womb, it is murder, and 20 minutes before, inside the womb, it's just abortion, and she has a legal right? Thirty seconds make a difference? Well, it doesn't in a gay movement either. And what you are talking about is making constitutional law that says ones have a right to a given behavior. Because no law can change what a man is. But moral behavior will determine what a man does. So you could call good old Hapton a homosexual. Man, I love my brothers. And I'm going to put my arms around them and I'm going to hug them. I don't care if they have AIDS. Because I have beyond Rihanna and I don't have to worry about it. And if they only treat me back that way, and all of their brothers, you see, it doesn't matter whether you're heterosexual. That's disallowed in the military, that kind of interaction, isn't it? So there are good, valid arguments on either side as far as just flat old debates. Well, the Constitutional Law Center is simply taking the stand of equal rights under the Constitution, according to the oath and the rules and regulations at the time that oath was taken. You must be very, very careful not to allow something like the Constitutional Law Center to ever get distorted in that purpose. Once it takes up sides other than as moral issues of a society within the laws of its constitution. You see, this is why you don't want to change your constitution. And this is what they would like to do. They would like to make a lot of things that are immoral legal. And then you don't have the problem of dealing with this. You will move right into total chaos. And you'll fall by anarchy. And then they've got you either way. But because of these confounded piddling things, that particular trip will probably have to be put on hold. We have another situation that I might just share with you that Mr. Dixon will meet with these ones back in Washington at the same time, or at least make some of these rounds. I'm going to tell you right now, the name is Davis. This is a minister. He was accused by three youngsters of being molested sexually. Two of them dropped their charges because they finally said they were just trying to extort money from his church. They thought that the church would shut it up, pay them off. The third one decided to continue his pursuit. So they went to court, and it was a circus. And quite a few rather interesting facts were never allowed to be made public. Never got to be heard. One was the fact that as the description of the sexual acts took place, it wasn't even noted that the man was impotent and had been for years. And you think automatic innocence, not on your judicial life. Bury it, hide it, crucify the man. And yet one on one on one on one, with no more help than the Constitutional Law Center has. And it all has to be done within the laws of the land. You can get out there and you can claim constitutional rights, and they will throw you out of court and your client will go to jail. It is not a battle of rights or justice or even the accused. It is a battle of two attorneys, and the judge is the referee. Now you may as well know it. And he will discipline them exactly that way. He will rarely ever even give notice to the victims . He will be very quick to say, you have an attorney, sit down, or you're in contempt of court. Don't interrupt these proceedings. Remove them from the courtroom. And if you think I jest, you better look again. So then comes the Patriot Group. No offense to the Patriot Group. And the constitutionalists, I will now go back to constitutional law. I am for the common law. I don't care about your common law that came right out of England also. That's the king's law. And became the admiralty law, the maritime law. But it's better, common law is better than admiralty law. You must go back to constitutional law. And yet, if you do nothing but get your sovereign citizenship so that you can drive a car without a permit, without a license plate, and I can win a case by going over there and citing something, yes, I was speeding, but I don't have to wear seat belts because I don't have to follow the laws. I want to tell you something. Those seat belts are in there to save your damn lives. And I expect my people to wear them. I don't want them through the windshield. I don't want the children's blood on the highway in front of a car. They're a good invention. And for everyone who ever gets trapped in a car by one of them, 1,000 are saved. Serious injury. So be careful what it is you do as a constitutionalist. You damage the cause if you get ridiculous. Rules and regulations are very often made because man is incapable of regulating himself. And then it gets completely out of control. And you get trapped. And very often you get trapped by your own ridiculous actions. So you have to be very careful what you expect the law center to do. They just went through a case of a minister in Florida who really wants to be in jail. I am a big martyr, and the IRS did this to me. Well, what set him above the law? But more than that, when you go in to prove that he didn't have to do these things that they convicted him for, he does himself in. He wants the attention of a prison sentence. So it's pretty hard, isn't it, to be discerning? You can start outside court system. But in order for it to be valid, you have to have courts that hear the case. And you have to have agreement. It's sort of like Judge Wapner, whoever he is. Both parties have to agree to go before this judge on television and abide by his verdict, his decision. So you have to have a pre-agreement. Well, guess what? Do you think the RTC or the IRS is going to agree to go before that court? All you'll get before that court are the ones who basically just have some small disagreements anyway. Sort of like over in Mojave, I'm not going to let you give me a speeding ticket. Well, it's easier as a patriot just to be thrown out of court. You don't make law, you don't do anything, you got off with the ticket. I'm not saying don't do it. But for goodness sakes, don't go ask the Constitutional Law Center to fight that individual case for you. And there are plenty of ones that can give you that kind of local advice. But moving a step forward, there is something you can do. And we're going to get behind this movement. Not as a patriot group, but any of you who wish to join a little group or work as a unit, it's time to begin to see what you can do with your county government. You can, as citizens require that your county come back under constitutional law. That means that you're going to have to thrust this off on your legislators and on your supervisors, etc. And at first, Dorma's reaction, well, what good will that do? That just gives these supervisors more power. Or what can they do about it? Well, it'll sell to them on the basis of most political people want power or they wouldn't have run for the job, even if it is power to do good. They want to be able to have a hearing, to have a say in your life. You've put them in there to do that. Well, this will give them more power because you're getting more sovereign power back into the proper hands. And then it's up to finally the sovereign citizen to control those sovereign boards. Not like your CSD out here in Golden Hills, Bear Valley, and Stallion Springs, where they can decide whether you live or die by keeping the water pollution a secret from you. You have your little cells of power all over. Well, there's some going to tackle Kern County. Now, what would that mean to you in this room? Guess what? Guess who you get to tackle? Would anybody care for guessing maybe Ben Austin? Good old gentle Ben. The developer's friend. Well, aren't you developing? Wouldn't you like to give him a little more constitutional power? It won't occur to him up front that you will wipe him out at some point if he fails in his duty as a public servant paid for by you. Your government has gotten to be absolutely reversed. You can own land. You can go through all the allodial titling that you want to. You can go and fight all the planning, build your developments, do anything you want against all of the rules, and what will you have done? You will have effectively shut down the ability to work within the system, through the system, and finally flourish and flower as sovereign people. You will be fighting a battle that they will be efforting to see to it that you do not win, and they'll finally run you out of money, and they will come and take the land back. Because at some point, unless you change the system called the judicial system, they've got the bigger gun. And I remind you, you do not yet have the biggest gun. So be careful, all of you. And please, don't any of you go out there and say you're doing it at Hat Tom's suggestion. Because I do not make those kinds of suggestions. Will there be projects? Oh, absolutely, indeed there will. There already have been. There are already ongoing ones. And because they are ongoing, you don't realize there is a flap because there hasn't been a flap. And the spelt is coming up. The greenhouse, the first little greenhouse, is almost built. The city fathers haven't tried to shut you down. You can work within the system and still make it work. That doesn't mean you have to give anything. But look at what you save. When you fight them, they take all your money and then you don't have a project because you can't hack it. Don't be foolish. Unless you are extremely wealthy in your own right and then you have Adam. Just go play your game. And you'll prove a few points. Because that's the way it should be. You should be able to do these things as citizens, sovereign. But they built their legislative capsule around you. So you have to find the loopholes. And you have to quietly walk right through them. With them. Let them set up their own rules. And you legally go right with them. Stay small, unobtrusive. Make your racket where it counts. Stay alive. Don't let them kill you. Dead martyrs are very useless. For everyone who comes back to haunt them, most go away forever into infinity without ever knowing them again. They're glad to be rid of you. This is going to annoy the government no end, just you ones writing to Mr. Rosbacher. It makes it harder to hang him, doesn't it? Because somebody will see. Somebody will know. And they have to do everything by deceit. And yes, there will always be one or two in a system that will play the game with them. That's the worst part you have to face. There will be the enemy within. And it will usually be because they feel offended. There will always be the ones will turn against you. If you have acted in integrity, and you have worked in the service of God, you have absolutely zero to fear. Zero. You will have done your paperwork well. You will have done your planning well. And you will be just fine. And I repeat, anybody can come in from any of those governmental resources and they can find open books completely, totally, legally constructed and handled. You have to utilize that which is presented for your use. And then you have to begin to reclaim that which came in your constitution as your rights. Number one, as sovereign citizen. You have to have some rules and regulations of we the people when you have 260 million people. Because, especially in this day of moral degradation, you wouldn't have any respect at all. So the laws of the land must at some point still always be laws for the protection of the citizen. And you see, that will only come from an understanding of the Constitution, as is Mr. McLam's thrust to the police officers. If you don't know the Constitution, how can you possibly defend it? So I hope that everyone is really studying this last liberator. On to earth changes. So much is going on that it's almost impossible to reach out there with a rake, shovel or hoe, and gather it up. Do we have anything from Soltec that we could share today?
We sure do, Commander. Not off the press. Before I read this Soltec today, which I call Soltec Super Bowl special because there's some very interesting correlations of the Super Bowl he's going to talk about, I'd like to say something that Commander brought up last week when I wasn't here. I feel like Gracie Allen retorting back to George Burns, but had I been here when Commander was defending me for not being here last week, I would have said the following, and that is, he is indeed correct, and I thank him for saying that there I can't do any less than a certain level of performance when we're working on the Liberator. And the only thing I would add to that is there are two reasons why I couldn't, and the first one has to do with the staff of people who work with me. I don't say much about this very often, but from the writers to those who lick the stamps and put the labels on, there is such a dedicated and wonderful group of people who work on the Liberator that if I were to do any less than I do, I would feel quite ashamed because of the job they do. They inspire me to do a better job, and I feel if I did anything less, I'd be letting them down. And the second group of people, the second reason that I do the job I do to make sure the Liberator is as good as we can do it, is because of the readers out there in tape land and in Liberator reader land. There are many people out there who really depend on this newspaper for information, and we have to get it as accurate as we can because they're out there studying that Constitution and everything else that we're publishing. And there are other people out there scrutinizing it, just dying to look for a mistake of some kind on our part. And so it's very important that we do the best job we can. So basically, Commander was correct last week. I was gone because I was busy working on the paper on the Constitution, but both because of the staff here that I feel obligated to do the best job I can for and for the readers out there. Those are the reasons that either shame me or inspire me into doing the best I can.
Well, I would let him off the hook a little bit, too. It was, again, not particularly relative to his work. And last week was, again, a business meeting. the prior week was a business meeting, but it was not treated that way, and many ones came, and it was turned into a regular, quote, meeting, like today. Last week, we had to handle very specific matters regarding the journals and the publications, etc. And there's much of that that we probably need to go into today, but I don't feel free in any measure to speak of those things in an open forum. And Ed was not asked. Now, does anybody want to quarrel with that, Dr. Young?
Not at all.
Let's hear from Soltec.
Okay, this is Professor Soltec's Super Bowl special this weekend. Good evening, child. Soltec present, as always, in the light of Holy God. May our presence and the message we bring serve as the beacon of light in your darkened world and bring many into that light of Holy God. As we press forward, there is only promise of a load of work for those of you who have chosen to serve the light. It grows ever increasingly important that you work closely together and in total love and support of one another, as your enemy is all about and even at times comes into your midst to do their dirty deeds. Your attackers would cause division among those serving as ground crew, thus weakening a link in the chain, which compromises the integrity of the entire chain. We would caution each of you to keep your space cleared at all times, being on guard against such infiltration. Though you would turn away no one who hungers for the truth, know that some come proclaiming themselves in service only to undermine the foundation. Discernment is a must in these times as the enemy struggles to maintain control. Allow not the small disagreements to divide. Rather, recognize them for their reality, the attempts of the darkness to interrupt the good work that is making strides in your world. There will undoubtedly be those who will turn away and follow the darkness, though it be in ignorance. Grieve for them, but do not lose sight of your mission, Chelas, for grief left unchecked and allowed to run rampant is destructive energy. In these times, keep your sight on the light and your feet firmly on the path towards Holy God. In these things also are there lessons to be learned, even though they be painful ones. For each must follow his or her own path. Reach out to guide, carry them from time to time, if it be necessary, but know that you cannot drag another down their path. It must be walked willingly by each. This week there has been a large earthquake in China, near Beijing, in the Hunan province. It was measured by your methods at 6.3 and caused considerable damage, including a dam. Earthquakes have become such commonplace events that few pay attention to them anymore. This plays right into the hands of the enemy. That is, to have such things be ordinary, everyday events that no one notices. That way, Chelas, they have the advantage over you ones and are able to cause earthquakes and such right under your noses without detection. And then in big cap bold letters, he has, do not fall asleep at the wheel. Keep ears and eyes open and stay alert. The enemy is at your door and you have recognized him not. You have scheduled this weekend the largest sporting event on your planet. You call it the Super Bowl. It will take place Sunday in Los Angeles. It brings with it many visitors to the area, most of whom bring with them an aggressive, lower-order energy.
Let me, please, doctor, just a minute. Ed, I have a tendency to overdo his label. Before you leave China, that is the same province where there was a massive earthquake that wiped out tens of thousands of our military, Chinese. Pay attention to where these things are happening. That was also going to be an area which was going to be one of your elite bases. And we've written about this in the journals. I'm not going to take your time now. Pay attention. Soltech did not point this out for no reason, and I didn't see it register. Please go on.
Okay. You have scheduled this weekend the largest sporting event on your planet. You call it the Super Bowl. It will take place Sunday in Los Angeles. It brings with it many visitors to the area, most of whom bring with them an aggressive, low-order energy. It has many implications on multiple levels. This place already suffers greatly from the effects of the energy of its inhabitants. Only a few on your world are beginning to understand the power associated with the unseen energies created by your thoughts and lifestyles. And most of them are still of the belief that these energies only affect the unseen. Not so. The physical experience utilizes the higher frequency light energy of pure thought, but pushed outward and brought to manifestation in the denser places. The thought process is one of the most powerful energies that there is. And even though you do not have conscious understanding of such things, thoughts are very real and have very real effects upon your world. That is why discipline of thought is so confounded important. You have no idea what you create for selves by your very thoughts. Los Angeles is about to multiply that aggressive, lustful, greedy energy 1,000-fold. For this game of football is extremely aggressive, and it begets yet greater aggressive energy proportional to the masses. The hyper energy that precedes the event itself only serves to exaggerate the situation. It stirs the fans into such a frenzied state of excitement that, by the time of the game, the energy has built to a state of critical mass. The energy, when released, explodes with an energy equal to that of a nuclear blast. This, then, combined with what is already in existence in Los Angeles, pushes aggression through the roof. Add to this now the effects of the extremely low frequencies that are continually bombarding the entire globe, and you have the potential for some very unsettling things. Now, should the elite have any plans for some of their dirty tricks during this event, you will have a real mess on your hands. California has been this week once again experiencing blasts, an added attempt to bring about more earthquake activity. It is also meant to be a show of force against our people, to remind you that the enemy is still alive and well. Besides, keep in mind that since your recent heavy rainfalls, the ground, both above and below the surface, is extremely unstable, and the dams are bulging from the pressure of the added water. You definitely do not need any help from them right now. You ones are concerned, and rightfully so. Today you experienced blasts so strong that your dwellings actually began to give way under the pressure. They are not finished playing with you by a long shot. And they will continue the games with you until the very end of it. You see, you are opening the eyes and ears of many and are providing the knowledge for people to liberate themselves from the bondage of slavery. You are helping many to find the path of self-responsibility, which is in opposition to the plans of the enemy. You are bringing truth to the dying masses and giving hope to many who had given up. In addition, you now are providing methods by which the physical body can live as it was intended. You are to the adversary an enemy to be reckoned with, for you are standing in the way of his advance. You are lighting the way through the darkness. We did not promise you that the road would be smooth and easily traveled, and you also knew this upon accepting the tasks. Keep in mind, however, that the smooth road offers little in the way of growth, whereas the uphill, rocky road is the one that will net the most growth. You are quite capable of the journey, Chelas, otherwise you would not have chosen it. Take another deep breath and hold on tight. These blasts were targeted at the ground, well below the surface, on the weakened faults, which is explanation for the strength of the blasts that you experienced. It would be very easy at this time to begin a chain reaction of seismic activity. I have spoken of the power of thought in this writing for a specific reason. It is to get you ones in the habit of watching closely what it is that you are allowing to flow forth from you as thought. You have the ability to create or destroy with thought. You have the ability to heal or to remain ill in the same manner. And because you and your planet exist in a symbiotic relationship, the thoughts of Earth's inhabitants have the ability to create or to destroy the very planet itself. You are the very essence of God, which is light, which is energy. Thought is also light energy, which has the ability to create. Yet you exist on a planet which is under the veil of darkness. Therefore, that same thought energy used in darkness carries with it the forces of destruction. It is part of the lessons of this expression of experience, to learn to discipline the process of thought. The combined thought energy of many people increases the strength of the energy. And as you travel nearer to the time of light, the photon belt, the light energy will seem to magnify and become more powerful. The magnitude of the energy will not have altered, only your perception of reality will have changed. I bring this subject unto you ones because, as I have told you in the past, there are many things which affect your physical existence, and all is a part of the whole. It is important that you ones become knowledgeable of what is considered to be etheric or unseen, which is nothing more than another state of existence. These unseen energies have great effects upon you and your planet and cannot be separated from the whole of the problems which you are experiencing at this time. It is difficult to teach of these things when the language of communication is so limited and lacking words which convey the entire concept of meaning. But we will do the best we can given the limitations. Let us draw this to a close now. Continue to press onward and upward to the light of Holy God. Sol Tecta Clear. Salud.